In large part, the sermon today, it'll take us a bit of time to work through some other related aspects of it. But there is not this division between honoring God and being aware and being close to His people. Now, you can be someone who is completely socially aware of all the kinds of things that are around you and have nothing to do with the Christian faith in Christ. We're not talking about that. But we do need to know that as we are those who are seeking to walk with Christ, be a part of His kingdom, that's not something that is done in a monastery. It's not something that's done in isolation, but it very much involves other folks. That's pretty much where we're going with this here today. And a part of Pastor Minsu's introduction to us last night at the men's night was a bit of a transformation. I hope you're not offended with me sharing this, but a bit of a transformation in his own life, where there was a period of time in his life where he had spent a high degree of energy and time focusing on his own spirituality and his own walk before God. That's not a bad thing. But as he prayed about that and he was in a particular setting, the Lord led him to say, wait a minute. Pastor Minsu himself knew it was more of a complaint than anything else about these other folks, but God transformed him to stop focusing exclusively on his own walk and his own spirituality, but to pray for the pastor there and to pray for the church there. Start focus on the spiritual health of others. And to focus on the spiritual health of others means to get to know them a little bit and have a social awareness that you're at least in their presence. The title of the sermon is Don't Surf Through Advent. We're going to begin in Luke 21:34. Take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that the day come upon you unawares. Let's pray. Father God in heaven, we thank you and praise you, Lord God, for this community of faith, and we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are the head. We are the body, you are the head of this community of faith. Father, we thank you for the way that you work in history. We thank you for the various seasons of life, the seasons of our life, and the seasons of history. We thank you for this thing called Advent 2,000 years ago. We thank you for today, where a new member has joined our church by the name of Ko Yu Chan. We thank you, Lord God, for your coming ahead and the time when we will depart from this earth and be joined with you and with the saints on high. Help us today as we begin this new season here of Advent. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Here we are in Advent. It is truly the most wonderful time of the year, as folks like to sing about. It is a time of waiting. It's a time of watching. It's a time of warning. It is a time of welcoming. And welcoming certainly has a social component to it. As I mentioned, First Advent and Yuchan and Second Advent, all these things are calendar-type events. They take place in time, and they take place in history. Advent is a season, and you don't want to miss it. And that's the thrust of what we're talking about. You don't want to miss it. In this verse and several other verses, be alert, be attentive, be present. And you know, I can't tell you how often I'm beginning to see more and more people thinking and really coming to the understanding that, you know what? That's the present that we ought to really be focusing on as we come to Christmas. Instead of the presents, the gifts, the gadgets, whatever it is I'm hoping to receive, focus on being present. Being present and understanding what God has done in the past, what He's doing right now, who you are, And who are the people who are all around you? And be present for them. That's what we're going to be talking about here. But first I want to take a look at this idea of surfing. And of course I'm using an English expansive meaning. And that's the idea of like surfing. How many people here by a raised hand have ever heard of surfing through the internet? Right? We surf through and we go through. Or in the older days you would surf on TV through your little remote there. And it's kind of like this, you know, I'm really not alert. I'm really being amused. And by the way, the word muse means to think. So amuse means you're just kind of checking out, you know. And some of us are checked out while we're surfing on TV or surfing on the internet. We're checking out in a way that's longer than the checkout line perhaps at the grocery store. We're not with it. We're just kind of going with the flow. We're not paying attention. I'm kind of using the word surfing in that way. In that very expansive way where, you know, we're not paying attention. And there's another way of looking at surfing too. It's like, you know, life is really good. And you're kind of surfing along and you're enjoying the ride, so to speak. And there's pleasures in your life. There's a lot of pleasure in your life. And you go through seasons when there's pleasures there. And you ride that wave of pleasure for a while. And then there's also times in your life, and it may be related to pleasure, it may be related to pain, where you have this exhilaration, and it's really difficult, and you're fearful, and you have great anxiety. And you have to ride that wave sometimes, and it's dangerous, but there's still a thrill and an excitement about it. That type of surfing is all over this passage. Overindulgence of worldly concerns and fear and busyness and just the idea of playing hard. Cares of this life. Oh, am I going to go bankrupt this month? Am I going to meet the mortgage payment? What are the neighbors going to think? What am I going to do about getting the shopping done? Busyness. Our modern world is filled of all of these kinds of surfing. And our modern world especially, where we've really lost the teleological goal about giving glory to God, enjoying Him forever, and the kingdom of God in my life, we've really come to a point in our culture where we have this existential evaluation of our experience, where it's all about what am I going to experience? Am I going to have that feeling? I don't want to miss out on anything that's happening in the culture. I want to have the giddy enjoyment of new technology and new gadgets. I don't want to miss out on anything new. For the younger people in our culture, that's the most important thing to them. Seeking thrills. But it's not just about them, it's all of us. We get caught up in the swirl of the ever-changing news cycles. Some of us are just like, oh, we follow politics, and oh, what's Trump going to do today, or what's Mueller going to do today, or maybe we follow sports, and what's LeBron going to do? I remember that great picture there about the Sound of Music and the ladies just floating. I don't care what LeBron does next, you know? That's a good commercial, and that's the attitude we ought to have. But whether it's sports, whether it's politics, whether it's finances, you could ride a roller coaster. Surfing the ups and downs, the exhilaration, the fear, the cares, the ecstasy. Oh, the market's up 1,000 points today, to be down 1,500 tomorrow. And busying yourself completely with that. But again, I'm preaching to the choir, right? Because you're all here. You're not doing that today, right? At least you're all here in body, right? No one here is thinking about LeBron, I hope. Or their stocks, right? Or anything like that, right? Or politics. We can forget about Trump for a day, can't we? Yes, we can. But the call of the season, the call of this day, the call really of this sermon is for us to have a heightened awareness about what's really important. And that Christ is important. And Advent is important. And we're going to see that Christ is important, but we have to see it in a very special way, as we're going to see that it's not disconnected from our relationship with one another. In Luke 21, 34 through 36, we kind of take these one at a time here, take heed, right? You don't want to be overcharged with this life. You don't want to be caught unaware. By the way, in verse 15, it says, guess what? There's a whole world of people out there that are going to be caught unawares. They're not going to be ready. They are going to be just surfing through life. And then again, there's the reminder at the end here in 16. Everybody else is going to get caught up with it, but you watch. Watch ye, that's you. Watch ye, therefore, and pray always that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and stand before the Son of Man. This was, of course, all about his coming in final judgment against Jerusalem in 70 AD first. But of course it has application for us because we will all stand before him. In addition to all that kind of surfing, there is a subset, surfeiting, in Luke 21 and 34. This is a different word. Luke 21 and 34. It talks about, don't be overcharged with surfeiting. That's not the broader surfing. Surfeiting here literally is the nausea. Literally, it is the headache from a hangover. You've overindulged. You have a headache. It's a state where you are found where you're just completely wiped out. You're dissipated. When I was growing up, they used to say you were wasted. You're good for nothing. You can't focus on anything. You're consumed, wasted, wiped out, dissipated, good for nothing. When we couple this kind of surfeiting with all else that's in the verse, we must be careful to avoid intoxication of every sort. You know why? Because you can get intoxicated with alcohol. You can get intoxicated with a number of other drugs, but you can get intoxicated with Trump. You can get intoxicated with Robert Mueller. You can get intoxicated with LeBron or whoever, or Odell Beckham Jr. No one here is probably at risk of that happening to them, but you can get intoxicated with these things. And this can be a part of this deadening of realizing what the season is. All of our readings speak about this heightened state of awareness. God wants us to start Advent here, kind of like, wake up, let's be alert, let's understand what he is doing in the world. Look at our readings here. Remember Jeremiah 33 and verse 14? It said this in 14. Behold, behold means pay attention, wake up, this is important, don't miss this. The days come. See, there's a special season. This is about Christ's first advent. Behold, the days come. I'm going to do this great thing. Verse 15 says the same thing. In those days and at that time. This is a special time. This is a new season, Advent, right here. And then we come to verse 16 and it says, in those days shall Judah be saved and Jerusalem shall dwell safely. So there's that special time to be awake, to be alert. By the way, in 1 Thessalonians 3 and 13, is that the one that I have next? Yes, it is, right? Be ready for all of this stuff because there is this coming, this presence of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the Greek, the word is parousia. It means his presence. And at the presence of Christ, we do well to be present, meaning we're aware. We're alert. Our mind isn't 1,000 miles away or anything like that. We are ready to stand before the Son of Man. The Bible gives us a great picture of the opposite of all of this. And the opposite of all of this, really, modern life epitomizes the opposite of all of this, but the Bible gives us a picture of it as well. In Luke 14, in verse 16 here, Jesus tells us this story about this kingdom and what he's trying to do in your life and mine. He is setting before us a banquet. He wants us to focus on him and his kingdom and the joys of fellowship. And he says this, a certain man made this great supper and he asked for people to come, but they all make these excuses, right? This is LeBron, this is my stock market, this is my marriage, this is, you know, my tax account, This is my politics. I have to do this. I have to do that. I can't go. Sorry. Life's too important. Life's too important. I can't go. None of those men which were bidden shall taste of my supper. They weren't awake. They weren't alert. They had no time for Jesus. God does not want us surfing through Advent. Rather, he wants us present at his presence. And the point of our Advent season here is not to remember what happened 2,000 years ago only. It's okay to remember that. But to remember that soon we will all stand in his presence and be ready to be present for that. And you know what? Whether he tarries and it's a long time before he comes back, there's a lot of us who are close, and we have many of our relatives who are really close to going to him. And will shortly stand in his presence. God doesn't want us surfing through this. He wants us present at his presence. And this heightened state of awareness does not mean, I can't emphasize this enough for the modern Christian, this heightened state of awareness of who Jesus is and the role that he's supposed to play in my life does not mean some pietistic, heightened state of isolation. Oh, it's Advent. I'm going to go to my prayer closet for the next 30 days and not talk to another human being. It does not mean that. This heightened state of awareness does not mean some pietistic, heightened state of isolation. Rather, it reveals and expresses itself in a heightened state of social awareness of the family of God, of my brothers and sisters. From this day forward, we should be mindful about what's happening with Ko Yu Chan. And I hope we don't forget what's happening with Joan Samar. And I hope we don't forget what's happening with Gladys. A heightened state of awareness. This may come more easily to some of us than others, and it probably comes more difficult to me than to most of you. Nonetheless, it's what God has for us to do. This heightened state of awareness reveals and expresses itself in a heightened state of social awareness. Let's go back at those readings again. Remember Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 14? Behold, the days come, says the Lord, that I will perform a good thing that I have promised. And you know what? Is this about what God's doing for me? Me, myself, and I? I wonder if I'm going to be saved? No. God is saying, pay attention because of what he's going to do in the community of faith. The house of Israel and the house of Judah. By the way, in verse 16 it says, in those days, remember we were saying, pay attention to those days, don't sleep, don't surf through those days. Pay attention, because Judah is going to be saved. That's a city. Jerusalem is going to dwell safely. That's an awareness of what's going on outside of myself. And I'm not here at Advent to have this experience where Advent is the coming of Jesus towards the Holy Trinity of me, myself, and I. It's very expansive. His bride shall be called. She shall be called. That's the bride. That's the church of Jesus Christ. That's what we're present about. That's what we're aware of. And that's why, you know, this transformation that Minsu was talking to us about, where he said, you know, he came to a point where it wasn't about my walk and my spirituality, but God spoke to him and said, you know what? What I really need to be doing is praying for the pastor and praying for that church. That's social awareness. That's maturity. That's his sanctification. Far more than going into a room for a month. Their spiritual well-being. How about our New Testament lesson in 1 Thessalonians 3? We had this read for us here. And this is about the coming of Jesus Christ. This is about his presence. This is about the first advent, and it's about the second advent. What thanks can we render to God again for you? For all the joy wherewith we joy for your sake before our God. Does this sound like the Trinity of me, myself, and I? No, this is the other God. This is the other person that I'm aware of, that is on my mind, that's in my heart, that's in my prayers. If we look at verse 10, it's the same thing. It's night and day. That we might see your face. You know, a lot of us say, boy, Advent, Christmas time, time off, I can check out. Kind of a separation from the routine of dealing, even with the church. That's not what Advent is about. It's not about us taking a couple of weeks at Advent and going our separate ways. But night and day, desiring to see one another's face. Look at what verse 11 says. It says, now God himself and our Lord Jesus Christ, the purpose of his presence is to direct our way toward you. Not to direct my way towards my study in my closet. Or my secret spiritual place. Toward you. In verse 12, it basically talks about a love fest. The Lord make you to increase and abound in love toward one another and toward all men, even as we do towards you. It's about a greater and an increase in intimacy and an increase in sanctification. Because remember, when I'm rubbing shoulders with you, iron is sharpening iron. That's real sanctification. And then in verse 13, he talks about that he would establish you at his coming with his saints. There are 1,001 ways whereby we can reduce. 1,001 ways where we are able to minimize this idea of surfing, which we're all prone to do. Whether it's the surfing along of, hey, I'm just going to check out here because I got extra days off from work. Or it's the surfing of the busyness and the fears and the anxiety, all that surfing. There's 1,001 ways for us to minimize that and to reduce that. Turning off the TV can be one. Turning off our computer can be another. Turning off our cell phone can be another. Not the technology. It's always neutral. It's not evil. You can use that same cell phone to reconnect, right? And to remember your brothers and sisters. And this isn't just a generational thing. It's affecting all of us. Karen and I, 3 weeks ago, were at a wedding in Pittsburgh. Good friends, great family, great extended family, great church family. Almost everybody were Christian people. And we're at a reception. And I don't mean this to disparage the family in any way, shape, or form. It had nothing to do with them. But we're in this waiting hall for, it's like a pre-reception. The wedding was over. We're kind of waiting there. There are hors d'oeuvres there. We're getting ready to go into the dinner area there. And we're all kind of standing around and talking. And there's a good amount of talking going on. But there's a good amount of something else going on, too. Karen and I, we didn't know a whole lot of people, so this was a little more difficult for us. But at one point, I turned to Karen and I said, look at those people at that table over there. That table over there was full. And every single person around that table had an electronic device in front of them, and they were paying absolutely no attention to anybody else at that table. And they weren't even strangers. We were the strangers in the crowd. And this isn't a generational thing because they're all different ages. So it's not about Pastor Jim not liking smartphones. I even have one. There's 1,001 ways. Turn those things off and turn on to Jesus with his saints. Luke 14 and verse 15, you know that parable about how not to do it? That parable about how not to do it, how everybody was making an excuse.
That was prompted by this.
One of them sat at meet with him and they said, wouldn't it be great if more and more people could do this, how blessed it is? And he said, blessed is he that shall eat bread in the kingdom of God. We get the opportunity to do that in a couple of moments here. It is a precious, precious thing. This is Advent. This is a time to know that God is present, to be aware of it. You know, in 1 Corinthians in chapter 11 and verse 29, there are the words of institution. And a part of the words of institution is that there's a judgment there for those who fail to discern the Lord's body. Discerning the Lord's body is not saying, what is this bread? What is this cup of wine here? No, discerning the Lord's body is for us to be aware of each other. That church in Virginia practices it in a kind of a weird way where at communion time, you know what they do? Because they want to be so faithfully committed to this idea of discerning the Lord's body and paying attention to each other, they actually pause with the elements and they all just like look around at each other. It's kind of spooky. It's kind of weird. I mean, it's really weird. They're like creep you out big time. They're really well motivated. In a way that was done properly, I could see some benefit from it. I'm not suggesting that when we pass out the communion elements that we all just kind of like, you know, do this here, okay? But you know what we do need to do when we take communion? Is to remember Gladys. And to remember that, you know, Joan Smart's not here. And to remember Joe, he's not here. Oh, let's pray for Joe. And to remember our youngest member here. You know, the way we treat you, Chad, is the way we would treat Jesus, right? He that eats and drinks unworthily. It's not about whether or not I sinned this week or last week. Unworthily means I have failed to make note of the rest of the body. We are to discern. We're to remember who's here and who's not here and who needs prayer and who needs a hug, and we need to be at peace with each other. That's what this is all about. That's what Advent is all about. Being fully present. And again, not being fully present in this Gnostic, pietistic way, but being fully present with Jesus, because he's here, and he's here in the person and in the face of you and I. And so that's what we're celebrating here today. And this is how God gives us rest. We're going to close with a song that says, God rest ye merry gentlemen. And again in the Bible, the word rest. You know what the word rest means? It means you're married. And we're the bride. And we're married to Jesus. And that's something to really, really, really celebrate. Let's close in prayer. Father God in heaven, thank you for this new season, this Advent. And we would ask, I ask, Lord, that you would help me. I ask that you would help all of us to be present, to be awake, to be alert, to not be surfing those waves of amusement, nor to be surfing those cares and those anxieties and those fears, nor chasing those idols. Lord, help us to look into your face and look into the face of our brothers and sisters and to be completely awake and aware. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.